No distractions. Right, on you go.
Okay, so we're here at the Archways in Glasgow with Rob at the first ever club night for people with a disability. So, Rob, can you tell us who came up with this idea?
Well, the idea has been around for quite a while, Michael. At Sea Change, we've been really, really wanting to do it for a couple of years. We've just never got around to it yet. There are a couple of successful club nights down south. There's one in Leeds, there's one in London. And I think the one in Leeds kind of tours a couple of venues across the north of England. And we were really impressed with what they were doing. And then, not really by chance, but we happen to have a very talented DJ that Sea Change supports, called Peter Bowers, who's headlining tonight. So Peter was really keen to take his DJing further. We were really keen to start a club night, so we thought, well, why don't we get Peter to DJ at a club night? And that's where the idea came from.
Oh, who came up with the name Late?
There was a group of us that came up with the name Late. It involved Peter, myself, Hannah Brown from Dates and Mates, John Paul Moffat and Holly Miller, who are the directors of Dates and Mates. We all met and we all kind of went through a couple of different names, and Late was the one that we liked the most. Late comes from, of course, the Stay Up Late campaign, which you've probably heard all about on Able Radio, and you've talked about before.
Yeah,
with Heavy Load and all the campaign that's going on to help people with disabilities stay out later and just enjoy themselves more, rather than feeling they have to go home when their carers do. So we just thought that Late was the perfect name for tonight because it represents the Stay Up Late campaign.
So why pick this brilliant venue in Glasgow?
Well, the Arches is one of the premier nightclub venues in Britain, actually, and in fact, as far as I know, it's got a reputation for being one of the best venues in Europe. So it wasn't a hard choice when we started to think about who we wanted to approach. Now, the other reason that we picked the Arches is because they have said that they want to do this in partnership with us. So Sea Change and Dates and Mates haven't had to pay any money. Wow. We've not had to pay any hire. The Arches have been brilliant. They've given us the night for free. They've put on their staff for free. They've given us their bar staff for free. They've given us bouncers. They've been absolutely brilliant. And we've been working with a great lady called Lucy Gaisley, who is the Arts Development Officer, I think, for the Arches. She was really keen to support this, and she has been a great help.
So, basically, this is the first night, but are you going to do any more in the future?
We absolutely hope to do more in the future, Michael. This is the first night, and so depending on the success of tonight, we're going to speak with the Arches again, see if we can get another night lined up, and our next plan is to go to Creative Scotland and try and get some money to cover the costs of the night so that we can keep it running every other month.
Oh well, thanks Rob for your time.
No worries.